a diabetes breakthrough.
The president is heckled at an energy speech. A police chief steps aside. Some of what is buzzing around the nation, and we have a giveaway. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. Don't you love free stuff? People do. Or they like bragging rights because they've nailed it. They've won something. That's why we call it Nail the Score. So in the next 10 minutes, mixing in March Madness, a couple of games will be chosen by our computer that are coming up in the Sweet 16. And perhaps you will guess one of the games correctly. I mean, it's a free shot. It's not like Mega Millions, which is now sky high. I want to say Mega Millions, the lottery, is up to $290 million. 290 million reasons to play. You could get struck by lightning before you win the lottery, but what's a buck or two, right? This, however, for Nail the Score, is completely free, and you win some swag if you nail the score. You just have to pick one of the teams and what you think the score is going to be, and ta-da, that's it. Couldn't be easier. But before we get there, let me tell you about a couple of things that have happened. One, from the Justice Department, Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, the U.S. soldier who's accused of slaughtering 16 Afghan people, including women and children, nine children in all, will be charged tomorrow with 17 counts of murder. His defense attorney has been talking about the fact that he shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's going to be the defense, that he had a brain injury. And how could this happen? And that's the reason why it happened. So as he's being charged with this, the question will keep coming up about the death penalty. And I think throughout this process, that's going to be thrown out there, thanks to the Secretary of Defense, who brought it up, that it was not going to be eliminated from this potential of what could be the punishment here. But we're a long way away from that. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, says that the Afghanistan people would see that the United States is indeed going to not only prosecute this man, but ensure that he's held accountable. That was his big statement. So the chances that he will walk are, what do you think? Think he has a good chance of walking on this? I don't think the chances are good that he will walk on this. However, if you look at it from the legal perspective, which sometimes we jump ahead and don't do, you don't have, they say you don't have autopsies on the victims of the massacre. And to prove someone's cause, a person's death, you need a cause of death. Afghanistan is a Muslim country, and Islamic law is part of, is what they adhere to, and the dead have to be buried right away within 24 hours. So no post-mortem exams were even done. And one minister tried to help the U.S. investigators, but there wasn't any samples of the dead bodies. But people gathered around, because people gathered around and said, well, it's not acceptable. So this is going to be dicey from even that perspective. And this is what the prosecutors are going to have to deal with, even with subpoena power and all that kind of stuff. So the court martial will be something, watching this, how this happens, will be something to watch because of the things they're going to have to clear up and clarify. You know, from the perspective of to get a fair trial or court martial, you got to go through the facts, and you have to have the evidence. The defense counsel is going to argue that there's diminished capacity, and if the jury is sympathetic and accepts that there was a lack of capacity, will they find him not guilty, or will he be? You know, will this lead to him being convicted on a less serious charge than being found guilty across the board? I'll just say this. If there was any shot that he would walk, oh my, then you will see some serious blowback from Afghanistan. But hey, You have to go through the process. There's a reason why there are varying justice systems and looking at a court martial. They have to have things in place. All right. Already in the court of public opinion, George Zimmerman is in trouble. You probably know his name. He's the guy who shot the 17-year-old in a suburb outside of Orlando, Florida. A lot of people across the country starting to buzz about this. In Miami, where Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, went to school, they walked out of class. His classmates walked out of class in solidarity for something has to happen here and then went back to school. So the police are certainly on trial. The police chief has stepped aside temporarily because he says that he's getting in the way of the investigation. This is going to be another story to closely follow. What happens with neighborhood watches as a result of this? Although he was self-appointed neighborhood watch, he wasn't officially through a training program. And also the Stand Your Ground law that's been around in Florida since 2005, which if you clearly read the law, it's when you're being threatened not pursuing somebody and then ending up shooting somebody who's unarmed. There's going to be, I think they're going to be weighing that and what that means. It's going to be, that's going to be interesting if he goes to court, because that might not even happen. The grand jury has to find that there's enough evidence to warrant that, to make that happen, and there's a good chance that they won't find that. And this is on April. It's on April 10th. So there could be some precedents that kind of come out of this story, and certainly a lot of conversation about that law and Neighborhood Watch and gun laws in general. I'll say this up front because I'll get shellacked for it. I always do. I don't carry a gun, but I support gun rights. I support all of your rights to own, to carry a gun, to defend yourself. There's a reason why it's part of our Constitution, and I don't think we should have more things taken away from us. There's a reason why we have the Constitution that's held up pretty well, I would say. It's getting bombarded by lots of challenges, but a big chunk of the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was dedicated to the right to bear arms for a reason. If everything were pulled back and we were like the UK, ooh, I shudder to think. I've talked to too many people about the things that happen in England, and I just wouldn't want to live in some of the burbs over there. And they're not armed. But guess what? The criminals find a way to get themselves armed, and a lot of sad stories have unfolded in some of their version of the burbs. So coming up, we've got March Madness through Nail the Score, your chance to win those prizes that I was talking about. We're down to the Sweet 16, and already some games are in the books, so we can eliminate some of them, because we're not gonna let you pick the games. We're not going to let the computer pick the games that have already unfolded. We're not that dumb around here. But there are a slew of other ones. So if you were thinking Wisconsin and Syracuse, forget about it. By the way, Syracuse winning that one barely, 64-63. Do you believe it? And then there was Louisville over Michigan State, 57-44. Nail the Score next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, some of the games are already in the books, as we have said already. There's other scores that I could give you. I mentioned a couple of them. Ohio State cruised to victory over Cincinnati, 81-66. Also, the Gators had an easy time in Marquette, 68-58, so we know that those are games that are not up for grabs. Thanks to Donovan Madsen, though, we do have the computer, and the computer will choose the games for Nail the Score. Let her rip. Ah, sweet. You're going to like this. Kentucky and Indiana. And that is a Friday night late game. And Ohio University and North Carolina, my alma mater, the Cinderella team, although they don't feel very Cinderella to me, a 13th seed taking on a number one, and Indiana, a 4th seed taking on a number one in Kentucky. I'm sure all you Kentucky boys are excited, but basketball rules. So, without a doubt, you've been watching all year long. There is another game. The other game, but that's not going to be a part of our deal, is Baylor and Xavier. And the Baylor Bears have been interesting to watch. So, let me give out the number, and I'm going to tell you my guess coming up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's very tough for me to separate myself from my college, Ohio, and so I, for once, am going to pick just because it's a sentimental reason for me, and I'm going to say Ohio shocks North Carolina. For once, they slay a team like North Carolina, And I think the final score, because Ohio's got that tough defense, I'm going to say 68-64, a nail biter. Because I'm investing time. I'm going to be watching that. It's on TBS, and it's the early game, 7:47 tip Friday. The second game, UK and Indiana. Are you kidding me? Kentucky all the way. Kentucky wins this one. Ugh, this is tougher. The score is what's so tough. I'm going to say Kentucky wins this by a score of 78-64. So there's my two winners, Ohio and Kentucky. By the way, my guesses don't count. So if anyone's interested in my guesses, you can take them and make them yours, one or two of them. It's very easy. You don't have to analyze the game. You just have to pick a game. I mean, you have to pick a score, pick a team. That's key. Pick a team and decide what you think is going to happen here. It's been fun to watch so far. It's been really, really fun. I'd be hard-pressed for anyone to call this show and tell me they're not picking Kentucky unless you went to Indiana and you just cannot help yourself. Especially you have Anthony Davis, who's the winner of the Rupp Award for the National Player of the Year. And no kidding. I mean, this is a freshman who's like a senior as far as his stature on the court. He's incredible. I mean, the guy's incredible, pulling down over 14 points, 10 boards, bunch of blocks. The blocks were key, for him. And because of the play of this kid, that's why the Kentucky Wildcats have been such a big buzz in the tournament, to be honest, because people are really, really watching him. Not that there aren't great players also on the floor with him, but he is solid to watch. He is solid to watch. Now, if you haven't seen Kentucky, you're listening to me someplace else. It's fun to watch this team and fun to watch that kid. Nail the score. That's what we're doing. If you just tuned in, we're not nailing the politicians right now. The score. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. I got Ohio 61, North Carolina 66.
Oh, so you think it's going to be close, too. I like that you at least said that. North Carolina, okay.
And Kentucky, 68. Indiana, 60.
Okay, so you like the Wildcats, too. Two pretty close games, though. It'll be fun to watch them. Are you watching any of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
I had a second chance pool.
Oh, so.
It went to Hank.
Right, so then you start another one.
Yeah, I got Louisville to win it all now, so.
Ooh, okay, so you're still in it.
Yeah.
Nice. Second chance pool. Never done one of those. That's cool that you have the opportunity to do that, though. Rick, good luck with that.
Hey, New Orleans Saints, those coaches all got fired or suspended.
No, they didn't get fired, suspended. So Sean Payton, for people who don't know what Rick is talking about, the bounty, that they had heavy bounty on players, on teams from back in 2009. Ridiculous.
Can they go to college level and play and co-share? Or are they out for good?
I don't know. I mean, in the case of Peyton, they're saying just suspended for a year. The other coaches, same thing. I don't know. I don't know what, it depends on what the colleges, would they touch them? Would they hire them if they were going to go to college? Yeah. I think Peyton comes back. I think he comes back the following year. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think, what I heard is there they are. It might be done for good.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough. All the players are sticking up for the head coach, Sean Payton, but I think it's going to be really tough after an entire year, and depending on how the Saints do, it's awful. It's awful for that team, and then you think of the run to the Super Bowl, so that's not good. It's not good at all when it's already a violent sport, and to say that you're putting money, serious money, on certain hits. I mean, even they were saying walk off the field or being taken off the field. It's crazy. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Bruce in Kentucky, our first Kentuckian getting a crack at this. Hey, Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Nope, Bruce, you're going to lose your turn in line. We're going to have to go to Brad. Is this Bruce? Nope. Brad in Kentucky, maybe wrong name. Hey, Brad, How are you?
Doing great.
Good morning. You've got the first crack now, so what do you think?
Well, I'm going to take Ohio in the first one.
Woohoo!
72-68.
Mm-hmm.
And Kentucky 84-74 against Indiana.
All right, I think Kentucky easily. Ohio, I picked Ohio too, but we'll see if we're right on that.
Yeah, that'd be great to see it. And about this Zimmerman case?
Yeah.
Gosh, why is nobody, I mean, looking at the fact that this guy acted absolutely on his own, even in Kentucky, they're reporting this guy as being a volunteer. You know, Guardsman, he didn't volunteer for something. He wasn't a member of anything. He just acted on his own and absolutely is a, he's a crackpot.
He's a crackpot, yeah. I agree. I've said that. I've gotten nailed for that, but I agree with you. I said that. He wanted to be a cop, but forget his background of wanting to be a cop or doing this or doing whatever. The fact is, he self-appointed himself a neighborhood watch guy. There was no training. He was not in an official neighborhood watch.
No, it's like he actually wanted to actually shoot somebody and found any excuse he could just to, you know, to kill this kid. I mean,
yeah, it's wrong.
No weapons, no evidence of any kind of a struggle. You know, just had the opportunity and took it.
And why didn't the cops charge him?
Why is the Attorney General not forcing local people to press charges.
I agree. It's very odd. And that's why that's for Florida and Floridians, they don't like this. This is far from over the certainly what's being played out is far from over. And it's wrong. It's just wrong that it happened. Dead wrong. He should have never done that. He was obviously a guy who was itching to have something happened, as you said, and then he has a gun and the kid doesn't have anything. I mean, he has a bag of Skittles. What was he going to do? Skittle him to death? It's ridiculous. Why they didn't charge him, I have no idea. And I can't imagine being the parent. Of course, you'd be so furious. I mean, what would you just have to pray for perseverance? Because how do you get through something like this? Brad, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Brad, I like Brad. He picks Ohio, 72-68. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We are nailing the score. If you tuned in, it's pretty easy. You got two games. You could just choose one if you wanted to, but why not take two? Because you have a better chance of winning, perhaps. The early game is North Carolina against Ohio University, and the second game is Kentucky versus Indiana. More nail in the score on the flip side.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-around remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And winning a bunch of other prizes from us here on America Tonight. If you correctly nail the score, we mixed in some March Madness for all of you listening in Kentucky who are Wildcat fans. You got to be psyched about that because Kentucky has taken on Indiana in the late game on Friday. The early game, North Carolina and Ohio. Also an early game, Baylor and Xavier. That should be an interesting one as well. And I don't want to leave out the other game that's going on, Kansas and North Carolina State. I actually have a lot of NC State buddies who say Rock Chalk Jayhawk is done for. We'll see. I'm just hoping my Bobcats survive. And I did pick them in the other score, 68-64. Dave in Vermont. Yo, Dave. He sent this to me. He says, Ohio 73-68, Indiana 71-65. What do you say? It's your chance to weigh in on Nail the Score. Let's see. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Excited about Kentucky? You going to kick back and watch that?
Oh, yeah. The Cats are going to get it on. That's for sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I think the Cats will win by 75-66.
Okay.
I think they got pretty good spanking there because they owe them a revenge there for the earlier in the year. And what was that other team?
The my alma mater, Ohio, taking on North Carolina. Can you imagine?
All right, I'll take a North Carolina in that one. Probably 80-60.
80-60. Okay, so not even close. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Jeff. Reasons for me not to watch it. Hey, you have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
All right.
All right, our pal Jay in Kentucky is cruising around. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Kate. Hey,
hey.
North Carolina is without that one guy that broke his wrist. Can't remember his name, but if he's not playing, I think Ohio's actually got a chance to win this game. If North Carolina was full strength, I'd probably pick North Carolina, but I'm going Ohio in that game.
Ohio.
I'm
going to
say 63-58.
All right, 63-58 Ohio. Got it.
And the other game, Kentucky-Indiana, Kentucky's playing its best basketball. I don't think anybody can beat them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Kentucky 76-61.
76-61. You own that score.
We're still throwing out that gas card and same deal on the cabin rental. If anyone wants to come down to Smoky Mountains, we'll throw $100 at them.
So nice. So Jay's anteing up here. He's part of the prize package. Jay, thanks.
Hi, Kate.
And he's talking about North Carolina. They had a point guard. Kendall Marshall was his name. He had surgery, sadly, on Monday. They had to insert a screw in the right wrist. He broke it. And it was, you know, that's basketball can be rough. He was fouled when he was going. He was making a drive to the basket. I think I saw the highlight. That's what it looked like to me. And it was they were playing Creighton when he was injured. For Ohio, the Bobcats have forced 17 turnovers a game. And, you know, they're getting these steals. Defense has been huge for them. But I think, you know, Jay makes a good point. If they have one of their key point guards is out, how much of a difference, you know, will that make? He said he's, you know, he's wearing a brace and he's not completely out of playing in that game. Although it's looking like the backup might. And that's a freshman. They're going with a freshman there. So for what that's worth, we'll see. I bet you that he jumps into the game. I bet they test that and see how he does. All right. So let's move on to Jeffrey in Kentucky. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Kate. The Big Blue's going to roll.
Big Blue. All right. What's the score going to be?
It ain't going to be close. 77-59 Cats.
Okay, got it. I think it's not going to be close either. I think it's going to be a blowout, too.
And
what about
then,
the other one?
The other one, Kendall Marshall, he might play a little bit, but they still, that other point guard's probably good enough to get the ball to Barnes and Zeller. So I'm going to say it probably pretty close. I'm going to say 68-57. UNC.
68-57. You could be right. I mean, definitely they have the edge for sure. For sure they do.
Okay, what about the Pitino-Billy Johnson matchup?
I like that matchup. I'm taking Pitino in that one. Who are you taking?
Well, I hope it's not true, but we're hearing down here that Pitino might be in trouble again. So. Maybe after the tournament they'll hear about it, but you know, Rick, you know, that's Rick.
Yeah, that is Rick. That is Rick. Slick Rick. There is a reason for that nickname, yeah.
But to tell you the truth, I'd rather play Florida. We can beat Florida. But, the Veals coming on. They're playing good ball.
Yeah, I think so too. You know what? I like that matchup. I like the matchup of Florida if it came down to that. I certainly see the Cats rolling in this one. It's been a lot of fun watching this, I gotta say. This is the best time of year when you kick back and you get to watch this. This is the best hoop. And this is why college football needs to do the same thing. Jeffrey, thanks. You have a good one.
All right, thanks.
All right, so locked and loaded. How about the rest of you? 800-259 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How about earlier in the day, Syracuse and Wisconsin. Syracuse wins it, but 64-63. You want to talk about a nail biter. Man, there's your nail biter on the day. Whew. That was a that was a crazy finish there. I want to be able to rifle in some more people, so let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I hate to pick up against the Bobcats because all my family would probably kill me if they knew. But I got to go 76-65 against the Bobcats.
Okay, 76-65 for NC, for North Carolina. Got it.
Right. And, of course, I have to pick Kentucky to win, and I think it's going to be a spanking. I think Kentucky is going to get at least 85. I think they got 87 the last game, so I'll go 85-69.
85-69. Yeah, that's a little bit of a hurting, for sure.
Yeah. We'll put the hurting to them this time.
All right, there you go. Good luck to the Cats. I'm pulling for the Cats in that one, too. Thanks for the call. I said 78-64. There's no question they're playing some of their best ball. I mean, that's, you know, flat out. If someone's on a roll, not to use all the little sports cheesy cliches, but they are. They're on a roll, and they've hit their stride. Jimmy is listening to us. Boy, this is like Kentucky night, too. I love it. Jimmy is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm calling from Nicholasville here at my daughter's house. I'm formerly from Hazard.
Awesome.
I am predicting Ohio 67-58 over North Carolina.
Right.
And Kentucky, 87-61.
Woohoo! Jimmy, I am so glad you called from your daughter's house. You are locked and loaded with one blowout and one that might be a little bit closer. I love that you picked my Bobcat. Sweet.
I am so flattered to be talking to you. I lived in Ohio when I was a child in Middletown, and I've always loved Ohio University and Ohio State as well.
Yeah, there you go. I concur with you. I've always loved both of them, even since I went to school in Ohio, but I spent some time at Ohio State, and I really enjoyed Columbus. I loved going to school there. Great people. It was a lot of fun watching those teams, too.
Oh,
those
sure.
Great teams.
Yeah. So it is. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jimmy, thanks. You have a great night.
And you, too, man.
You definitely have a great weekend watching these games. I will tell you the times of the games, too, so it's worth mentioning this, because there's a bunch of games on. There was four possibilities, and we narrowed it down to two, our computer did, but you have Baylor and Xavier, of course, are playing. They're on CBS as a main draw, 7:15. You have my Bobcats in North Carolina playing at 7:47. These are East Coast times for the tip on TBS. Then there's UK and Indiana on CBS 9:45, and Kansas and NC State on TBS at 10:17 around is when that one is supposed to tip, because, you know, now we're narrowing things down. We'll get to the Elite Eight and then the Final Four and then the national championship game. I'm going to Washington for the Supreme Court health care challenge, the individual health mandate. You can bet I've already lined up some sports bars to watch some of these games because I don't want to miss the action. Absolutely. And I'm hoping that somebody nails the score this time around. You still have a chance to do it. You can email us your guests at americatonight.net or jingle these numbers, 800-259-5791.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheave you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a problem.
All right, we're nailing the score here on America Tonight with me, Kate Lady. Hey, everybody. Hope you're watching some of this hoops. If you're certainly if you're a sports fan, you have to be watching it. But if you have some pride in the team, you don't even have to go to school there. You just, you know, as anyone in Kentucky will tell you, you're rooting for the Wildcats. That's how it is. And a lot of people adopt teams in their areas. That's not unusual. So of the four teams that were playing on Friday, our computer narrowed it down to Kentucky and Indiana, North Carolina, and Ohio. If you don't jingle the number at 800-259-5791, you can shoot us an email only up until the top of the hour at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So let's see. Let's take one. Millard is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello. Millard.
Hello.
How are you? You got some guesses for us?
Yeah. I think Kentucky's going to have a hard time with
Indiana. So I think it'll be 78-76.
Ooh,
yes. And then for the Ohio team,
mm-hmm.
I'll take your guess on it.
Okay, so my guess was 68-64, so another nail biter. Wow. We're going to my suggestion is everybody goes to the bathroom before
yeah.
these games start, because you're not going to want to leave the tube. You know how that is. I don't care that you can freeze it or tape it. I want to see it live. Hey, thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Appreciate it. Sound like a real Southern gentleman. He picked my score, too, so that's off the board. 800-259-5791. Jose in Kentucky, he's the big Cowboy fan. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think? Are you picking my team? You picking Ohio, or are you picking North Carolina?
I'm going to have to go with North Carolina.
What's the score?
I say 68-64.
I don't think we have any 68-64. You own that score. All right, what about the Cats? Are you picking the Cats?
No.
No? You're picking Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, Jose, I hope nobody knows where you live. All right, so Indiana, what's the score going to be?
Everybody know where I live.
Oh, Jose, don't tell everyone. What's the score?
I think Indiana folks is gonna pull it over again just like last time. Last second
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 71-70.
Wow, that's close. We'll see. We'll see if you're right. That's a nail biter, my friend. Thanks, Jose. Yeah, we're not going to hold it against Jose that he's a Cowboy fan. Let's go to James in Kentucky. Hey, James.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know you're picking the Cats, right?
Oh, you know what's funny is I'm not even a UK fan. I'm a Florida fan.
Oh, but then you want to see that. I think you'd want to see that showdown between Kentucky and Florida.
Well, I like Patino, too, so it'll be interesting to see Florida and U of L. And then either one of them, if they get a chance to play UK, would be great.
Okay, so you're saying, what do you think the final score is going to be?
I'm going to say Indiana, 81-77.
Okay, Indiana, you got it. What about the other game?
I've got a friend who's a North Carolina fan, so he keeps me updated on all the injuries and everything, and I think, even though I think it'll be close, I think I'm going to have to take Ohio over UNC, maybe 71-69.
I don't think anyone has that. Ooh, 71. You own it, 71-69. Your friend, what's your friend's name?
Dave.
Dave. Dave, I hope you're listening to me somewhere. James is not picking your team. He's picking Ohio.
Well, he gave me the update today, and because I asked him what he thought, and he said, man, we're sunk. He said, even if we win, we got Kansas, so we're up the river.
Ooh. All right, so you're taking his advice. How about that? Hey, enjoy the games.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I will enjoy the games. I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching these. I really do this one time a year because, you know, there's kind of a depression that sets in with me after football's over, the reality that, yeah, that we're not doing football anymore. And maybe it's because I covered football for so long. I'm not sure. I don't even know if that's a fan thing in me or if it's a work thing combined with a fan thing. Doesn't matter. You all know what you go through after football season. And so this is the real pick me up time. And now we're almost back from spring training and we've got baseball coming in. Before you know it, we'll have mini camps and training camp and football will be here and everybody will be saying that their team is going to win the Super Bowl. All right. Speaking of a team winning a Super Bowl, how about quarterback controversies? I love them. I think it's brutal on these guys' egos when they have a controversy. Mike Tannenbaum, who is the general manager for the Jets, is not worried about that. He doesn't think there's going to be any kind of a controversy. The Jets picked up Tim Tebow from Denver, but they just signed Mark Sanchez to a $40 million deal. They just extended him a couple of weeks ago. So here's Tannenbaum's explanation of how they're going to use Tim Tebow.
Our offense is sputtering, and we have, you know, let's say three and outs, and, you know, we roll this out there and it's successful. You know, who knows? I think it'll just depend on the game and the situation, but you've seen it. You know, Tim is really effective with the ball in his hands, both running it and throwing it.
Okay, but what are you, so you're going to slide him in a couple of those situations? Sanchez, I don't know. I heard through a pretty good source that covers the Jets that he's not threatened by Tim Tebow, but it does put an interesting kind of scenario out there as to what happens if Sanchez, who can run hot and cold, hits a really cold wall. Would Rex, you know, throw him in there? And certainly because of the, you know, kind of the buzz that he creates. So now you have Lynn Sanity and Tebowing both in New York. Imagine. Somebody said to me today, what do you want to bet that we're going to see a Lynn Sanity, a Jeremy Lynn, Tim Tebow commercial within the next month or so? And I'm thinking, yeah, I bet you somebody's already jumped on that. From the NFL, though, the big story now wasn't so much Tim Tebow, but this whole bounty thing for the New Orleans Saints. And it's too bad because some of those players, in fact, I covered a couple of those players a long time ago before they jumped in with the Saints. And it's too bad that this story has, tainted the Saints. And you have Sean Payton, who suspended the coach for a year, and who knows if he comes back. Now, of course, our politicians can't get anything done, right? We're always complaining that they can't get anything done in Washington. So naturally, Senator Dick Durbin wants to have a Judiciary Committee hearing about bounties in professional football and other sports because of the story about the Saints players getting extra money for hits that hurt certain opponents. And, look, stuff like this happened in the past. But now, just especially with the neck injuries and the head injuries and stuff that's happened, it's just can't go there. It's such a no-no. No question about it. And Saints coach Sean Payton is out for next season and indefinitely banned the defensive coordinator Greg Williams, the general manager Mickey Loomis, barred for half of 2012, assistant head coach Joe Veek got a 6-game ban. The team was docked 2 second-round draft picks and $500,000. You know that Sean Payton is the first head coach suspended by the league for any reason. And, of course, now the Senate is going to take this up. That part's lame, isn't it? Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.